Reb Yehuda bar Pazi, b'shem Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, Shlosha Yirtzu Toratan lifnei Rabban. Three people that were derish b'maisim Rekov in front of their rabbeim, and this was Reb Yeshua, that was in front of Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Reb Akiva in front of Reb Yeshua, and Chananya ben Chachinoi lifnei Reb Akiva. Okay. Mikan ve'elach ein da'ato, ein da'atan nikiya. After that point, people were not clear enough to be able to do such a thing without making mistakes. Arba'a nichnasu l'pardes, echad hitzitz v'meit, echad hitzitz v'nivga, echad hitzitz v'kitzitz v'nitiyot, and echad nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom. Who were they? Benazai, he was hitzitz v'nivga. And all of HaKatuv Omer, Dvash Matzata, Echod Ayeka, otherwise you go off your mind. Ben Zoma Yitzitz even further and he mate. And Allah HaKatuv Omer, Yokor Ben Hashem, Hamov Sol HaChasidav. Acher Yitzitz V'Kitzitz V'Kitzitz V'Nitiyot. He came with a kvira. And he wasn't careful. Moni Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya. Elisha Ben Avuya used to kill Rabbi Teres, kill Gedalia Teres. Amri, kol tamid avichavilei, mishabeach b'orait avichotele. Any time that he saw a Talmud that was being matzliach and is learning that people would say good things about him, he immediately killed him. Ulaoda l'avil avil al-beit vada. He would come into the Beis HaMedrash, v'yacham itayakum isafra. He would see kids that were learning in front of their cheder Rebbe. V'yomar ma'il en yadvin avdinach. He would start talking to them about leaving. And he'd say, well, what do you think you're going to get out of this garbage here? You should be going to college. Wouldn't it be better that they would learn some type of profession? This guy is supposed to be a builder. This guy should be a builder. This guy should be a carpenter. Nagar. This guy is supposed to be a trapper. But so, yeah, this guy's supposed to be a tailor. I could see it in their hands. They came to have a shavkin. The kids heard that. They got all nervous. They're shavkin. Like, they said, well, we better go to university or to trade school. The Azalon, they would all leave. Allah v'akatuv omer, al titenet picha lachatiyat b'sarcha, lama yiktsof Elohim al kolecha, v'chibel et ma'asei adecha, shechibel ma'asei adav shel oto ha'ish. That is ma'asei adayim. He was mechabel, basically, of people. Of b'shat akta, the time when they were geizer gzeres, connected to Israel, you matin lon matin, they would put loads on people to carry on Shabbos. V'havim mitkavdin miton trei chad miton mishum shleim shasim loch achas. So the Jews would try to make it work out that two people should carry one load. Because that way, Yevshnayim Shatzul would be potter. So, it comes along Elisha ben Avuya, and he tells the cops, make sure they don't do that. Atunin yechidayim. Make sure that they all have, each one has his own separate burden, because otherwise they're not going to be doing Chol Shabbos. You want them to be Mechal Shabbos, don't you? So, azin v'atunin yechidim. So the cops went and indeed made sure that there should be Orban and Isidir Raisin. So people were careful. They would carry, but they would put it down, dafkin a karmelis, so that there wouldn't be over in the Raisa. Omar, so he came to the cops again, he said, these guys are being very clever. Atunin and tzluchin, what you should do is, you should put down, give them glass to carry, because in order to be what they would do is they would just dump it in the Carmelite as they were going by. They didn't really have a Carmelite. It would be a pole or whatever. They would dump it. That way they weren't over on Hanocha. If you're going to glass, they're not going to be able to dump it because then they're going to get killed for breaking the glass. So I was invited in Tzulchayim. He went ahead and the cops gave them glass. You know, they should have to put it down normally in Rosh Hashanah Chedir Aisa.
Mayor,
I guess the mayor is a special case. His relationship with him, huh? Let's see. I mean, the Gemara is going to talk about his relationship with Rabbi Meir and Yerushalmi also. Rabbi Akiva nichlas b'shalom v'yatze b'shalom olo v'kosefemer v'shcheni acharek anutza v'yani amelech chadarav, brought me into his private chambers and showed me the Sisrei Torah. Now Rabbi Meir was once sitting and darshaning in the Beis HaMedrash area, and Elisha ben Avuya was his Rebbe, came by driving his car on Shabbos. So Alsid v'harmelei arapchal advice, I came to tell Rabbi Meir, hey, Rabbi Meir, this guy that you believe is your Rebbe. So, posiklaim in drush, I stop the drush in the middle, he comes running to meet his Rebbe. And Omar, Leisacher, tells Rabbi Meir, no, what was your drush today? Mavis Dorash Yuma day, let me hear. Omar Le, Vashem Beirach et Acharit Yov Bereshito. God blessed Yov, his end, even more than his beginning. Omar Leisacher said, let me hear your pirish. Patach is to open the sugya up, to make it clear. Omar Lei said, this is my drush. It says, V'yosef Hashem et kol asher le'iyov l'mishneh. Shekipfelo et kol mamono. It says he doubled everything. So that means that he was meitiv, he gave him double what he had had before. Omar, so Acher said to him, boy, oh boy. There used to be people around here that knew how to be mefarish, something nice, and now you can't find them anywhere, because Acher's Davar Mereshito is not a reference to this business about having more money, you idiot. Akiva Rabta Lahavi Darsh, can you? Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't have said that, Slipshot. I'll tell you what he dash. Yalav Hashem Birachet Acherit Yov Mereshito. That's b'schus mitzvahs of Eisim Taimim. Shaya b'yadom ireshito. That's the point. He took what was there in Eov's reshis, which even though Eov hadn't done in his acharis, that he spoke wrongly and so on, but he took those mitzvahs that were there from before, and he built out of those mitzvahs a new Eov. That's the point. Omar Lei. So Rabbi Meir said to him, Rabbi Acher said to him, "Umayavita darish tuvan." Let me hear. That's how you opened. So, what was the drasha? What did you say about it? Omar le tova acharit davar mireshito. So, I compared this to the pasuk in Koheles. Talks about the Acher's davar being greater than the reshis. Omar le so Acher said to him, "Explain it." Umapetachtave. Omar le so Rabbi Meir said, "I gave a marshal to Adam." Some obviously we're all talking to the issue over here, right? I mean, so I compared it to someone who had children and they died, you know, and then he built another family in his old age. So haritova haritavar mireshito. So that means that normally you think about bnei nu'urim, his children, they would be better. And here, Carlos is pointing out that a person goes through experiences, and sometimes in his later years, he's more capable of standing, doing things that stand than he was earlier. So another mashal I gave also, la'adam, a mashal to a person, sh'asa s'chara b'yaldut aviv sid. Guy went into business. This guy lost a lot of money when he was a kid. And then b'ziknuto istaker. And then afterwards, so you'd say, well, look, if he can't make money when he's young and he's got all that energy and everything. Not true. Sometimes people go into business, they learn a lot about life, and then they have other ways of doing things. And then he was very zochus in his old age. Have tova chrita v'amereshito. Hope you're getting the message here. And I gave another marshal. I gave la'adam shalamat torah b'naruto v'shakcha. Sometimes people learn Torah and they forget it, and then they go back into learning again. Ubiziknuto kima avitovachri davar mirejito. A person should never be misyayish. Omar, so Acher said, vay demovnim v'lo mishtakfin. Used to be people who knew how to understand the sugya, not the idiots of today. I'll tell you, Akiva Rabcha. Shame he's not around. He wouldn't have said what you said. Lo avitarishki. He said the prayers like this. Tov acharit davar mireshito. Bizman shu tov mireshito. If something starts right, then it can go on. Acharit davar. of it. Well, then I never started right. It's never going to go on. And that's what happened to me. That's my life in a nutshell. Be Avi Nidkayim. I tell you, Be Avi Mais. This was a story by me. My father was a very rich guy, Avuya, Abba. He was Migdal Yerushalayim. So on the day of my bris milah, the Yom Shabbat Ma'aloni, he called the call Migdal Yerushalayim. So he calls all the Gedolim. Of course, all the Gedolim are going to come to rich guys, sons, bar mitzvahs. They'll show up, hoping to be on the largesse list. Roshiva b'bayit echad, and they puts all the Gedolim there together. You have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, he puts in a special room. So midach of shat and shor mitafim merachti. After they eat and they drink, so in one room they start dancing and they're clapping. Everybody's making a big simcha. So Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, you know what? These guys, let them sit there and clap and dance. Let's go and learn. We'll go into the other room. So Ad Askin, Inun Bididun, Natsokano Bididan, these guys are busy doing their shtisim. Let's go and do what we can do. We can learn. They started learning Divrei Torah, then they moved on from Psukim and Torah to Neviim. From Neviim went to Ksuvim. And they just kept going. Yorda Eish Min HaShamayim V'Kifo Otam. They became surrounded by fire, which was the fire of Har Sinai. What's the matter with you guys? Starting fires in my home. I'm relaxed. We were simply sitting and learning Divrei Torah, Minat Torah LeNaviim, UMeNaviim LeKtuvim. V'Hayu Dvarim Semeichim Kenetinatam MiSinai. We were so happy. We recreated our Sinai here, basically. V'Hayta Eish Melachechet Otam Kelchichatam MiSinai. It was the same fire that was there on our Sinai. V'Iker Netinatam MiSinai. Lo Nitoala BeEish. It says Ahar Boyer BeEish Ad Leva Shamari. So Eish symbolized Sinai at the time, and it came back here. It's not the kind of fire that's going to burn down your house. Wow. Heavy duty. Rabotai, I'm telling you right now, Kachi Kolchashav Torah, I tell you, Nitkayim Li Ben Hazel Torah, Ani Mafrisho Torah. I think this is really hot stuff. I'm going to say, I want my son also to be able to do this kind of thing, you know? Obviously, the fish of Oi thought Kavanah told a Shem Shammai. It wasn't really a Shem Shammai to learn. He wanted to be able to do these things. Lonit Kaimo Botoish. Nebach, me. I'm a product of my environment. And that's the Tova Harit Davar. It can only be Mireshita. So you say, look at my life. It's all screwed up. That's because I have other people to blame. It's not me. It was destined. What's the comparison to glass? Omarle Acher. Here it's Acher not talking to him. My Patakris, what'd you say? Omarle Rabbi Meir now says to Acher. I said to reference Divrei Torah, because Divrei Torah are kosher nikneisan. The neichin lamdom, kiklischuchis, they're difficult to be kind of them like Zohar. That's why they're compared to Zohar, but they're easy to destroy like schuchis. Umad klizav klizvuchis nishtar v'yachulu achzor v'lasotam klilim k'mo shayu. Furthermore, here, it's not Acher who says it's Rabbi Meir, it's by Rabbi Meir's drosh, and Bavli, it's Acher who says that that's not the Pshat. So, just like Lizar and Klisvuchis, if they get broken, you can go back, melt them, and make them into what they were. Haftam mitchacham shachak talmudo. You have a Talmud Chacham who went off to Derek and forgot his learning. You can restore him to what he was. Omar Lay, so he said, okay, that's enough, baby. Dayach HaMeir. Don't go any further. He says, what man? I've come from Shams. You can't go on. So the mayor said, how do you know where Tchum Shabbos is? Omar Lay, what do you think? I'm not aware of what's going on. Tafid is to say that. While I was walking with you, I was counting the number of footsteps of my horses to know where Tchum Shabbos is. Omar Lay, you're so full of chokhmah and awareness. Even in this state, can't you do tshuva? I'm really late on the yachol. I cannot do tshuva. I'm really loma. I'm really because by my chat, I eat the very fnei base kodesh hakadosh. You know, I once passed the kodesh hakadosh driving my Jaguar on Yom Kippur, which was chol shabbat. The shamati basko yotza the base kodesh hakadosh, and I heard a basko say shuvu bonim shevim v'mchutz mealishim ben avuya. Shiyada kochi umarad bi. See, I can't do tshuva. The kol dami neina talay. How did this happen to him? It's such a big talmud chacham. Should be yotzi letar bezro. Ma'isa was like this. Pamachat haya yoshev v'shana bebikat ginosar. He was once sitting back and shmak learning in ginosar by the kineret, beautiful. V'ra'a adam echad alal rosh hadekel. Sees a guy climbing a tree, being mekayim a mitzvah of Eimal Aboni, v'yorad nisham b'shalom. The first part of the story was he took Eimal Aboni, comes down off of the tree. It's fine, no problem. The next day he sees the mafara adam acher sha'ala l'rosh adeka. He's mekayim the mitzvah not al asabonim shalachat ha'aim. He comes off of the tree and gets bit by a snake and he drops dead. I said, I give up. This is ridiculous. Ktiv shalech b'shalach et ha'im. Et ha'manim tikach lach. L'man yitav l'cham arach v'yamin. Boy, this guy had really arichas yamin. And echit tavosh ha'shazah. Echit arichas yom ha'shazah. I mean, it's, look at this. Let din v'let dayan. I mean, everything's backwards. V'lo haya yodea. He didn't know Ben Zoma. That actually Rabbi Yaakov already had darshan this pasuk lifnimim in a way before he came to the world. That Laman Yitav Lacha means only real Atava, which could only be an Olam Haba, Shukuloi Toiv. And Arichas Yomim obviously is impossible to achieve in this world. How can you have Arichas Yomim? How long are you going to live? What, 1,000 years? I mean, what, Arichas Yomim is a joke in this world. So obviously it can only mean where it's possible to talk about Arichas. And that's the Le'atid Lavon, Shukulo Aroch. So that's one. Some say that was the Maisa Yeshom, and others say it was another Maisa. That Ayyadei Shira'a Lashonosh Rabbi Yudah Anakhtom, he saw Rabbi Yudah Anakhtom's tongue, Natun Bepi Kelev Shotet Dam. He saw it was still dripping with blood that the Romans had cut it out, and the dog had picked it up, so he said, Zutara Vazuzkara. Zoa Lashon Shimotzi Divrei Torah Ketikunam. Zoa Lashon Shayagea Betera Koyomav. Zutara Vazuzkara. I hold there's no mountain schar. There's no Trias HaMesi, it was Yotzer Tarbisra. The Yeshomrim, others say, how did it happen? That Imo, Kishaitamu Uberet, Bo, Haito Uberet Al Batei Avodazara, Viricha Meoto Amin, she used to walk past the churches and smell the incense. Vaita Oto Areach Mefa'afea Begufa, that smell went in and penetrated her very bones, Ki Irsa Shalchachinoi, like the Eres of Anokash. Liachri Yamin, Chola Elisha. So came and Elisha became ill. They came and told Rabbi Meir, Rabcha Boish, your Rebbe is sick. Ozo Boi Mevakarte Vashke Boish. So he went to visit him and he find that he's very ill. He's on his deathbed. Omarle, so Rabbi Meir says, Letat Chazerbach. You still don't want to do tshuva. Omarle, V'in Chizrin Mitkablin. You think there's a chance I could still do tshuva? I mean, I don't even have Kayach to do evil if I wanted to now. Isn't it too late? Omale said, Rabbi Meir, v'lokin k'tiv, teshe v'nashadaka, adik duke shal nefer, to the last spark of life, even the guy's connected to the heart monitor, he can't do a darn thing. Mekabel, I said. But oto sh'abacha, Elisha burst into tears, and at that moment he died, v'yiftar omeit. So Rabbi Meir, sameach b'libo v'omer, it seems to me, sh'mitok tshuva niftar Rabbi. Since he started to cry, mashma, that he did tshuva. So min de kavruni, Yorda Eishman Hashemayim Besorfa et Kivro. When he died, a fire burst out on his kever, and they came and told Rabbi Meir, "Kaver Rabcha Aikrit, your Rebbe's kever is burning." He wanted to see what was going on. He finds indeed that it's burning. Ma'avaz, what did he do, Rabbi Meir? Nosav Gulti Oparsele. He took his talis and he put it over the kever, and he knew that that would put out the fire. And he said, "Pasik in Rus." It's a beautiful story. It's an incredible story. Omar Lini Halayla. Vahaya Baboker Yigalech Tov Yigal. So what was he saying? Lini, you should be Lina's Behomaze, Shatemel Laila. So okay, you have a little bit of a while that you have to be Daima in a Laila, whether it's Gehenim or whatever it is. Vaya Baboker, Baboker is Alamaba, Skulai Baker. In your Galech Tov. Who's the Tov? Tov is a Kadosh Baruch. Kadosh Baruch is Tov. Says Tov Hashem Lako, even people like you. V'achamav Alko Masav. So I hold that Lamaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Goyu. V'im lo yachvotz galech. If nonetheless he doesn't want to go, be Goyu. V'galtich Anochi Chay Hashem. I will be Goyu with my sus. I'll be Goyu. V'tfayit. And at that moment the fire went out. Amr le Rabbi Meir. Kin Amr le Chabahu Alma. After you die, and they're going to ask you, who do you want to be closest to you? And you want to use your schuyas to be mative to him, to your father or to your rabbi? What would you say? I would be makar of my rabbi and then my father. You believe that they will listen to you, that your schuyas could help acher to be matzohim, or malon, of course. Velo king taninan, doesn't it say in Masech Shabbos, matzilim tika sefer, ima sefer, tika tefillin, ima tefillin, where you're allowed to save sefer HaKadosh on Shabbos, but they had leker, you can carry them in a way that that's not an issue d'oraisa. So you're allowed to carry the tik. So obviously, Elisha ben Avuya has a tik to Torah, he contains the Torah. So b'schus terosa matzil Elisha acher, Elisha that they call acher, they'll save him b'schus terosa.
Saving him from what?
From Gehenna, from being liacher yomim. So after some time, after the mayor died, Hochu benotav acher's daughters came lito tzedakah mirevi. Because he used to be in the finest families of Talmidei Chachamim. So they went to him, saying they were a family Talmidei Chachamim. Goza, Rebbe, V'amar, Rebbe, I'm going to give you money. It says, Ayilo Moshe Chesed, Ayechonin Li Yisaymav. You're not even supposed to be kind as Yisaymim. This is Dovid HaMelech's Tefillah against Achi Teufel. Why should I give you money? They didn't want to give them money. Amalo, Rebbe, Ata Beit V'masav, Beit B'Torato. And then there's a whole story that we had that the Eish came down in Hashemayim. Mr. Sirtzachas, the Safsal. Botosha ar bocha rebi v'gozar alim shit parnasa. He started to cry, and he sent Gzera that they have to be given a stipend. Amar ma im zesh yagabe Torah shalolishem shamayim. Ru'u ma hemid. Look at this. And he was maimid daughters like this that are able to bring about such a fire that they're chachomais, they're tznuais. So mishu yagabe Torah lishma. Alachaz kama vekama. Beautiful.